through the garden gate, past fountains, lots of wind chimes, an ornate chicken coop, and onto an open field, a small and very creative construction crew is hard at work puzzling together what looks to be a large winged creature, architect David McKee.
And we are in the process of building a butterfly enclosure. We're calling it the butterfly house. It's actually a two-part structure with a screened-in portion to the back of the building with an open pavilion, if you will, in front that will serve as kind of a gathering place before people venture into the where the butterflies are actually enclosed.
In other words, a butterfly habitat on display for Botanical Garden of the Ozarks visitors. What sort of looks like a butterfly, but much more sturdy? Scott Starr, a longtime volunteer and former garden director, is helping to build it along with crew. Gerald Klingeman is overseeing plant material and insect habitat. The butterfly enclosure was actually his idea.
Gerald Klingeman. I'm an emeritus professor of horticulture and also the operations director at the Botanic Garden. The butterfly house is going to be just for native and regional butterflies, and so we will plant plants that both have nectar for the butterflies and then food plants for the larva, and each species is a little bit different in terms of their requirements. We'll have things like the pipevine butterfly, which has to have the Aristoloca, the native pipevine, in for that particular larva. The pollen, the nectar plants are not so universal. I mean, the butterflies will use about whatever's in flower. This has been a tremendous year for butterflies out here this year because we've been irrigating this summer, and it's been so dry out in the rest of the landscape that a lot of them have found their way into the garden. So it's been really a busy year for butterflies.
Plant material to sustain the butterflies will include black fennel, parsley, butterfly weed, sassafras, pawpaw trees, and spice bush, and zinnias and agastache, maybe buddleia, some planted inside, a lot of it outside.
The pollen or the nectar plants for the butterflies will be whatever's in flower, and it'll be changed out to make sure things are always in flower for the butterflies, and the other plants will be changed out if they get eaten up by the caterpillars.
Native butterflies will be purchased and placed inside the 800 square foot conservatory to get things going. At the end of butterfly season, all will be released from their enclosure back into the wild, leaving behind eggs for the next season. Gerald Klingeman, of course, is working closely with David McKee, a native of Bentonville. His mentor was regionally famed architect Fay Jones, who McKee worked with for many years. And with Jones, he built a number of garden installations, including the Crosby Arboretum in Picayune, Mississippi, Paul Gardens east of Kansas City, and Garvin Woodland Gardens in Hot Springs. This butterfly house has the Fay Jones motif, but with an inverted V-shaped roof line.
They're pitch roofs, but they actually come to the center line, and there's a trough that will be, call it the spine of the structure, that will catch rainwater, and we'll be harvesting rainwater in order to put into the enclosure where the butterflies will need to have some beverage. So, it's 16 feet wide, the front part, and 24 feet long, and then it grows to 24 feet long and 32 feet wide. And so when you come through this, the open air part of the front, that's actually roofed, the forecourt, if you will. And then when you go through the doors, the screen doors that will take you into the actual butterfly enclosure, then that's basically just a circular pathway with planting all around. And there will be the water feature where the butterflies will drink within that.
a large puddle of water will always be provided, which they prefer over deep ponds, less chance of drowning. The Butterfly House is funded by and will be named in dedication to the memory of Edith M. Fletcher. Seed money for the whole complex was provided by Karen Rose Becker, wife of faithful architect Denny Becker. And it was Denny Becker who commissioned David McKee to sign on to design it. And faithful venture capitalist Angie Pratt, the daughter of Edith M. Fletcher, has been on site helping to inspire. Like today, she brought a big box of Rick's Bakery donuts for the crew. Who can resist?
I focused my attention on trying to, instead of spending money in Washington and New York, I want to spend it right here. And this project is an example of just that. Primarily, my family's been in Arkansas for, well, since 1798, I am decidedly community-oriented, and the Botanical Gardens is in need of things to help it be self-funding, and the Butterfly House is just a means, just the kind of thing that will make that happen.
The Butterfly House Pavilion and Garden will be part of the Children's Garden Complex, which is adjacent to the city's trail system in the rear of the Botanical Garden and overlooks Lake Fayetteville. To meet deadline during the heat wave, the crew's been working from early morning till noon. Still, it's really starting to take shape. But the question is, would Faye Jones approve? David McKee.
I think he would approve.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.